So, Erica, this is finally get to do this. I'm so excited. I've been a fan
Oh,
of yours since your bachelor days. So
thank
tell
you.
us how you started on reality TV, and then we'll get into what you're doing now in a moment.
Sure. So I started, I was 22 after college, and I was working. I had a job on a local show called Wild About Houston. I was also the society reporter for Houston Magazine, so I would get paid to like go to parties and write about them. It was a fun job. But I was in a relationship that I had been dating the same guy for almost 2 years, and then he moved to New York. I didn't want to move there, fast forward to that. So I was single, and my dad was sitting around before work reading the Houston Chronicle. That's our local newspaper, and he saw an ad because they used to do ads back in 2006 for the Bachelor casting. It was at the local ABC station. But this time they told you it was going to be Prince Lorenzo Borghese. So they didn't, it wasn't like, oh, hey, sign up and you'll see who it is. And I thought, well, that's cool. Like I looked him up on my computer back then. That's how we Googled things and saw, he's a real prince. I thought he was handsome. He seemed like a great guy. So that's why I decided to do it. I wasn't just, I thought it would be a good way to get over my breakup. And also it felt like, maybe this could be someone that I would like. You know what I'm saying? Who doesn't want to be a princess? So it's a funny story because that's why I wore a tiara, is that he was a prince. And he got it. He did. He was like, I love that. That's funny. But a lot of people didn't understand that, including my friend Bachelor Bob Guinea. I went on his podcast last year, and he was like, wait, he was a bachelor before Lorenzo. He said, I never realized you wore the tiara because Lorenzo was a prince. And I was like, oh my gosh. If an actual bachelor himself didn't realize that, I feel like a lot of people didn't connect the dots. Like me wearing a tiara saying, like, your princess is here, not like me, some girl that was 20. I'd only worn it on birthdays. I wasn't one that was like running around with this tiara all the time. But of course, the producers liked that, and they sometimes I didn't really want to wear it. Like when we would be going on like a normal date, I was like, y'all, do I have to wear this tiara? It's a little silly. But I was lucky that Prince Lorenzo Borghese got it to the point where we stayed lifelong friends. He actually came to me and my husband's wedding
Oh, how
8 years
cool.
ago. Yeah. And then he recently got married over the summer. And I'm so happy for him that he found like the right person for him. She's beautiful. And anyway, so it's just funny how he totally got it because he's pretty smart. And the producers got it too. But I was actually surprised that some people watching didn't pick up on my husband watched it, and we had known each other since high school, and he picked up on the fact that I was wearing this tiara because this guy was a prince, like not because I thought I was an actual princess. It was a joke, So I think that's something that's important for me to clarify, just because that was just something I thought most people would get.
Got it. I thought right away, I was like, oh, just girl so cool. I probably would have done the same thing if I were on that season.
Yeah. Like if it was a football player, you would come in like a cheerleading costume. You know what I'm saying? Like you go along with what that guy's in.
Yeah.
It was a joke, but some people took it to the point where it's so funny because my Gmail address is still TericaRose@gmail.com, standing for like Tierica, but like we made the Gmail when I was 23, and you don't change it. Now I tell people the T stands for Texas. But it's just so funny, the things at 23, what's cute, you wouldn't be doing at age 42. That's how old I am now. Oh
So I just turned 42.
my God, we're the same age. Wait, when was your birthday?
Yes. It was just this September 24th.
So you're a Libra.
I am,
My
yes.
daughter just had her birthday, so she has almost the same birthday as you. She's a Virgo Libra cusp, but I think she acts more like a Libra. I love Libras. I'm an Aries, so for me, they're my opposite sign. My dad's a Libra, but we get along really well because it balances each other out.
Exactly. All the Aries in my life, my parents are both Aries and I'm close to both of them. So,
Yeah, that's
oh,
my
I like
Aries.
that. It's so cute.
It was my grandmother's. Our birthdays are 3 days apart. She passed, but she wore this every day, and she always said, like, I'm gonna give it to you, but it has so much of her, since she wore it on a gold pendant. I put it on this diamond one my husband gave me, but her energy is so on this because she literally wore it every single day. So I love wearing it, especially around the holidays and things like that, because I really feel connected to her when I'm wearing it. But yeah,
That's
that's just
perfect. I love that story. That's so beautiful.
cool.
And yeah, after that, you went on a couple of other shows, including
Yeah.
Bachelor Pad. You're kind of what
So
made you continue to
yeah.
go on the
So
reality
what was
TV
funny
thing?
was, like, I thought after Bachelor, I got a job at Paramount Pictures working as a page, did that for a couple years. Did some like local hosting things in LA, not too much, you know what I'm saying? And then my brother was applying to law school. And it was something I was always interested in, because like in high school, I did youth and government and debate and things like that. So I decided to take a time out and go to law school. I came back to Houston for law school to join my brother. That's where I'm from. I was out in LA before that. And then I was enjoying my time, but I thought, you know what would be cool is doing entertainment law. So that's what caused me to go to law school in the first place. And so while I was in law school, like I wasn't, you know, I would still be invited to these bachelor gatherings they would have and things like that. And they actually asked me to do Bachelor Pad season one, and I didn't want to because I had a really good summer clerkship that summer with a white collar defense lawyer. It was like a paid clerkship, so I was like, I can't do it this summer. And then they got me to come on season two. Didn't take a clerkship that summer. Instead, I agreed to do Bachelor Pad. But it was convenient while I was in law school because it was filming in the summer. So it worked out great, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. I like that. Now, would you
Like,
ever
so
go
I
back
think
to
the only
reality?
thing I ever auditioned for, I'd say, was The Bachelor. You know, that was an actual audition. We went down to the ABC News station. They did a call back, then they flew you to LA. But after that, it was the same producers. Now they're new producers, but then it was the same producers I'd worked with on Bachelor calling me up, hey, come do Bachelor Pad. And I had met some of the other, you know, contestants, even from the newer seasons at different reunion parties. They used to have like reunions like in Las Vegas or New York, LA. And so that was a lot of fun. So I knew people going into it. So I felt comfortable going because I knew the other people. I wasn't just like jumping into a setting where I didn't know anyone, you know? And it was like summer camp, I always say. It was like summer camp in your late 20s. By the I did tw was 23 on The Bachelor, but on Bachelor Pad when I first did it, I was 28.
Nice. Yeah, I love that season.
It was fun. It was a I still made a lot of good friends. Vianna, she was at our wedding. Casey went to his wedding. You know, I like really made some really like Holly and Blake was at their wedding. Still keep in touch with her and him, Melissa. We had a lot of great friends. Like, honestly, the friendships were real.
I like about it. You hear horror stories about other shows, but shows like this, you always hear everyone gets along. They're at this wedding. This one was a bridesmaid. It's always just such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was like another sorority almost, you know, and a
Exactly.
fraternity all in one. But yeah, I liked it. I think it was a good influence on me. I felt like the people at the time, the other contestants, had good values and was really wholesome. And other people were also professionals, like Blake's a dentist. So it just felt like it was a great group. And I personally didn't feel as passionately about season three. So that's the one. If everyone's always like, do you ever regret doing something? And I was like, you know what? I might not have answered the call for Bachelor Pad season three. Nothing bad happened to me, but that's when I graduated. It was right after I graduated law school, and all my friends were like, let's get together and study for the bar exam. And I was like, sorry, guys, gotta go film Bachelor Pad season three. So that was the only time I was kind of like, maybe I didn't need to do that one, you know? But nothing bad
Yeah.
happened. It was just kind of like, I think I had already moved on in my life. Was 29, and all my friends back home were like getting married and having babies. And so I think I was just at a different stage in my life that year.
And now you're like you said, you went to law school. So talk to us about the law that you do. It sounds like you have some amazing things that you do.
Yeah. So after I got my JD at University of Houston, I went back to LA and I got my LLM degree, which is called a Master's of Law. And I got that, and I could didn't have to do that, but because I didn't, there wasn't a lot of media law classes and entertainment law classes offered at Houston. You know, that I went to Southwestern in Koreatown, and now Koreatown's like really taken off because I was there for a law conference last spring. But I really learned so much in that special degree that I got in California. I mean, we learned so much. I wish I had known all this stuff even before doing reality TV because we learned about how the reality TV industry works from a lawyer that works for the networks. Like, we got all this cool knowledge that was really like special and something that you really wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So that was pretty cool. But in terms of my practice areas in Texas, my husband and I are law partners at the Rose Sanders Law Firm here. And so I started out doing a lot of family law, a lot of divorces, a lot of child custody. And then when we became partners, he had a background. We both have kind of medical backgrounds, I'd say, because my dad's a plastic surgeon and his is an orthopedic surgeon. But I never really thought about doing personal injury when I was in law school, just because it was one area I just didn't really resonate with. But what I like about it is that we're helping people once they've been injured in a catastrophic car accident. Sometimes they were hit by an 18-wheeler, just children, all kinds of people, whether they need orthopedic surgery or plastic surgery. It's like a really nice process because by the end of it, they feel whole, they look whole again, and they receive compensation for their injuries and all that.
Nice. What is one part of the law that you haven't done yet that you want to do? Like, or
Thing I'd
like, what's
love to do is like mergers and acquisitions. I watch the show Suits,
that?
and I have friends that work in that.
Oh, cow, yes.
Yeah, so I would like to be like Harvey. Like he gets to do sometimes he'll pop in and do a divorce. Other days, like he'll go and like do this huge business merger. Like I want to like it's really hard to recreate that because my friends that work in big law like in Suits, they're like, we don't do it's not quite like Suits, but they get to do a lot of really big, like high profile business deals. But yeah, so I think that would be something really fun to do.
He said, what would you say was the most memorable part of your law career so far?
The biggest part of my law career so far is my husband and I are handling a mass tort litigation. We're representing over 60 business owners in the medical field in Houston that lost power during a Hurricane Beryl that hit Houston back in the summer of 2024, so last summer. And some of our business owner clients were left without power for up to 14 days before the energy company restored it. And for example, several of my medical spa clients, they had to go throw out, thank God they threw out their Botox, their semaglutides, their Juvederm. And I know how costly that is from working in my own dad's med spa when I was in law school. And so like, and you know, these clients, like a lot of them are self-made. I even have a client that's a dentist, things like that. So that case is still ongoing, but it's definitely been the most memorable because we're going up against some of the lawyers that CenterPoint Energy hired to defend the case. Like they are the top law firms. When I say the top law firms, not just in Houston, but in the entire country. So it's daunting, but I really believe in what we're doing. We're not charging a fee up front to our clients. We just want them to recover for their losses that they endured because we felt like they could have got the power back on a little faster. Let's just say that, you know, that's our opinion. So we'll see what the judge thinks.
Absolutely. Would you ever consider doing like child advocacy logs? I know you're a
I
mom,
did do a
so.
lot of that, but it was tough. Well, it wasn't exactly, I was doing a lot of child custody cases. And so sometimes CPS was involved on, luckily not about my client, but about the other. I wasn't handling the abusive client. I was handling the dad. And this time it was the mom that was CPS was called about. But it got really heavy. It did for me personally. And yes, I represented the case, but it was a little scary too at the same time. So I think I needed to take a step back from that for a little bit.
I completely understand. Now, would you ever consider combining your law life and your reality TV life and maybe do your
Yeah.
own show?
I would love to do that. And I think the reason someone hasn't tried it, people have kept trying to do that. And then the reason they keep running into challenges is like, we have plenty of clients that would want to be on camera, trust me. But it might ruin their case if we had them on. You know what I'm saying? They might be like, I think it'd be okay. Like, but you don't want to put your clients out there. The client might be funny. He might be entertaining. She might be whatever. But you don't want to like put their lives out there. You would almost have to like stage it in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to put like, especially with family law or divorces, like, girl, we hear a lot of things, but we don't want the world to hear that. So I think that there'd have to be ways where it like focused around it or like focused on the law firm's own dynamics and not as much. You can't bring the cameras into the courtroom, that's for sure. But I don't want my clients, you know, to be a character, even if they are. I don't want them to be there on TV doing that.
No, definitely not. But if you were to go back to reality TV, what kind of show would you want to do?
Well, it's no, a dream of mine has always been to be a Real Housewife on Bravo, but there isn't one in Houston, and I don't think I'd be quite the Beverly Hills one, but you never know, Orange County might be a fit one day. There used to be one in Dallas, and that's actually what inspired me to start the Dallas office, honestly. And I had some friends on that show, like my friend Deandra. She was a big part of that show. But then they stopped doing that season. They stopped doing that, the Dallas franchise or whatever. They might bring it back one day, but it's on a hiatus right now.
Sad about that. That was my
Yeah.
favorite franchise.
I liked
Deandra was my favorite,
it.
just as a side.
She was my favorite in real life too. And I hadn't really watched a lot of it until I became friends with her. And she told me, what she said was accurate. She said she wanted me to come on as her friend, not even like a main character, but how sometimes they have their friends on. Because she didn't like that some of the girls on there, like I don't remember who exactly, but they were making it their whole storyline talking about Deandra. So then I said, okay, I'm gonna go back and watch and see what she's talking about. And when I watched it, I was like, you know what? She wasn't kidding. Like on one of the last season, some people was just talking about her the whole time, and that would bother me also. So I think that's probably what happened. But I did see her again recently at an event last spring, and she's gr doing great. She's doing some acting, and she feels a lot happier, honestly, without that drama. So you just never know. I think Orange
That's
County's a
true.
pretty. I feel like I like Orange County because I feel like a lot of them are professionals. Like there's another lawyer, Emily, on there. There's realtors. There's people. And they kind of keep it all in good fun. I feel like they might fight, but then they'll be like, I don't know. I really like Tamara. She's a funny girl. They'll just be like in a fight and then they're like running together on the beach the next minute. I just feel like I like the vibe of that franchise. It doesn't get too mean. The mean is the right level of mean. It's not like really crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I like that franchise too. I watch all the franchises and I
My
think it's
husband's
just like
favorite
a
is New Jersey. I think my husband missed his calling as being a housewife of New Jersey husband. He loves Teresa.
Team Teresa, I like him already.
Yeah, because he's from New York. So he's like, that's his thing.
I'm
Yeah.
from New York too. What part?
He grew up in Long Island, but
Okay.
he was, yeah, so he grew up in Long Island, but he moved here when he was about in middle school.
Okay,
Then
nice.
his mom grew up in Long Island, I think Great Neck, and then his dad grew up in Brooklyn. So they met while they were both in med. She was in nursing school, and his dad was in medical school. So he moved out. My father-in-law moved down here for his orthopedic surgeon practice.
That's incredible. What a small world.
I know.
So one thing I guess people I like interview is, what's a fun fact about yourself that would surprise your fans?
I think. A fun fact about me that would surprise my fans is I ran track in college at Emory University. I don't know. I don't think people know that about me. And then I was also a competitive snow skiing racer growing up, but until I was about 13, 14, because my dad's from Colorado. My grandparents lived in Aspen. So we'd spend all of our breaks there. And I placed in a national ski competition called NASTAR, and it was a lot of fun. So I think that one thing they wouldn't realize is that I'm athletic just because on those bachelor pad challenges, never did I get a skiing one or one that could actually show off my talents. It was always like rhythmic gymnastics or synchronized swimming or something I was not good at. And so my mom's always like telling me, tell people about that because I think that would surprise people.
Nice. And what's on your TV site too? What are you watching these days?
Okay, so what I just finished watching Hunting Wives. It was so good. Did you watch that?
Yeah, so good,
I'm
so
on
good.
like another season.
With that one, I'm so excited.
And I did a quiz, and it was like, I don't know, you can find on BuzzFeed, which Hunting Wives are you? And I was like, I don't know if I agree with this. Guess which one I got?
Which one?
Sophie or Sophia, the main girl that like Brittany Snow played.
Okay.
Felt like I was more of the red-haired girl, but oh well.
Well, those quizzes work because they always say, oh, we're going to guess your birth month, and it's never
Yeah,
correct.
I was like, I don't identify as that, but oh well. So that was the show I finished. And then I also watched this really good show called Beauty in Black. Have you seen it?
I have not, no.
Pretty good. It's a Tyler Perry show, but like since I went to college at Emory in Atlanta, I'm familiar with that kind of world and I really loved it.
Nice. I got to check that out. Add it to my
Charmed
long
reality shows.
list.
I love The Valley, but it's in between seasons. So, and I'm so sad that the original Vanderpump got recast. I don't think I'm going to watch it now. I don't want to see these random people. I liked the other people, you know?
Oh, gosh. Now, do you remember where you were when Scandoval broke?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember where I was, but I was always Team Tom because as a divorce lawyer, I don't consider an affair to I consider an affair to be when someone's married. And actually, my husband and I went to Tom's concert 2 weekends ago. He was in Houston, him and his band. And my husband had never watched the show with me. And so he was seeing Tom for the first time live in concert. And he thought, we both thought, wow, this guy's so talented, but also so down to earth. We got to speak with him backstage. And he is just a wonderful person. His music, he's so talented. So I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I know most people might be team a girl. I don't know Ariana. I'm team Tom the whole time and still.
Gotcha. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Trust me. I remember I was at work and I was working with my one really good friend and we were eating dinner together. And all of a sudden, my friend texted me, Tom and Ariana broke up. And I just screamed, "What the
I wasn't even surprised they broke up. They
heck?"
didn't.
I'm not either, to be
I mean,
honest.
yes, she was date like Lala said, Ariana was dating her boyfriend 6 or 7 days later. Like she's still with that guy. Like that's great. But I just felt like, you know, I felt bad for him. I think Raquel was the sneaky one in the situation. More
Yeah.
Tom and Ariana didn't have problems until. And guess what? Raquel's moved on. You know, allegedly she went to treatment. She's doing her thing. So God bless her. You know.
Exactly. That's how I feel too. And it's
And Ariana, she looks great. I feel like it was probably the best thing for both of them that happened, you know, for Tom and
Yeah, I
Ari.
never liked them together.
Yeah, they were, didn't really vibe together. Their energies didn't match.
Exactly. That's how I felt too. But yeah, I agree with you. The next
Because
season, I
I'm
don't think I'm
looking
going to
for a
watch
new
it with
show to
you.
watch because I can't just keep rewatching this hunting. Like, do you have a new suggestion for me? I don't like period pieces, so I don't. My friends is like, I'm not one that wants to watch something taking place in like the 1600s. You know what I'm saying? That's not my
Yeah.
thing.
High Potential on ABC. That's a good one.
Yes, everyone's saying that because it's isn't it about? Oh yeah, I've seen the preview, so I am watching Dancing with the Stars. I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. Who are you rooting for?
Of course, I like my daughter loves Alex Earl. I like her too, but I also have found myself really loving Hilaria Baldwin. As a
Okay.
mother, like I just am like, wow, this mom, she's my age. She's had 7 kids. And look at her, how great she is at dancing. She's in amazing shape. And also, I don't mind her accent. I think it's cute. Who cares? That's how she wanted to talk. That's how she wanted to talk. People can identify themselves as all a different gender. If she wanted to identify herself with that accent, I never saw the problem in it. So I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for Alex Earl. I also really like that gymnast girl, Jordan. I thought she's beautiful and did a great job. And of course, I love Secret Life of Mormon Wives or the Mom Talk Mormon Wives show. So I also like Whitney and Jen. I'm a big Taylor Frankie Paul fan and friend, whatever, because she follows me back on Instagram. So that's cool. But anyway, I'm excited. She's going to be the next Bachelorette. So that one I'll be watching for sure.
I can't wait to see. I'm
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be the best one they've maybe ever had. I'm not just going to say in a long time. Probably the best bachelorette they've ever had, I would say. Like, that was a great
Yeah.
decision. Best decision.
Oh, yeah.
My mom really
Absolutely.
likes The Golden Bachelor. I've recorded it, DVR'd it, recorded it for her so she can come watch that with me. She loves it. Someone I'm friends with from Houston is on it. This dentist, Terry Alani, Dr. Terry Alani. So when my mom comes over, I'm saving that recording to watch with her.
Nice. Yeah, I can't. I grew up on that Bachelor franchise. We've been watching since college, so it'll always
Me
be a part
too.
of my
My
life.
roommates and I started watching in college back when Andrew Firestone was The Bachelor.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was like mine was an OG season, like
Yeah.
right in 2002.
Yeah, I remember watching Andrew. I heard recently he got divorced. I don't know. I don't keep track. I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought was one of the best bachelors, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. He was my
I met
favorite of
him
all
and his
time.
wife at the time. I don't know if they're still together, but they were both really nice. So,
Perfect. I like that. I like that they were nice to you.
I always care about how people act when I meet them. You know, that's how I judge them.
Same.
Not
See,
about what
this is
other
why.
people say, but about how they treat. you know?
Exactly. See, this is why we get along so well. This is why you're my favorite on your season because
Oh, thank
we're the
you.
same exact person, pretty much.
I know.
I like
Aries
it.
and Libras, we always get along.
See, I like it. This is meant to be. So,
Yeah.
where can we follow you on social media so we can continue
Okay.
to follow this amazing career of yours?
Yeah. So my Instagram is at Erica the Rose. They can just type in Erica Rose Sanders to find me. And then on my Instagram, you'll see my law firm at the Rose Sanders Law. And then I have something called that I do that I trademark called Slaying Down the Law. Not like laying down the law, but like slaying down the law. And so that's where me and my husband break down current topics like the P. Diddy trial or whatever what's going on, but we break it down in a way that everyone's going to understand, not just like lawyers, you know, where we talk about like the current laws about transgenders in Texas. We just talk about whatever we want to talk about, but not too opinionated. We're just trying to get the facts out and let other people chime in with their opinions and that kind of thing.
I like it. And
Yeah.
they just sentenced P. Diddy right just now. That's why when as I was
Yes.
signing on, they just
I
broke it. I
know.
was like,
Did they
wait.
say ten years or what did they give?
I can tell you right now because it's right on my phone. It popped up just as we got on the phone together. It was, he got more than 4 years in prison.
Okay, that's about what I expected. I thought 10 years sounded too chaotic.
Yeah, 4 years and 2 months in prison in a case involving sex workers, violence, and freak offs. You heard it here first,
I
people.
think that's fair. What do you think? I
I
think
think
that's
so
fair.
too. Yeah.
I think that's fair. You know, look
Yeah, I've
at
been
Jeffrey
following the case since the
Epstein.
beginning.
I think it's nice that he got some jail time. I do.
Yeah, I agree.
I think justice was served. I do.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to hear your take on it on slaying down the law.
Thank you. I'm gonna tell my husband we gotta get on that. Thank
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure to speak to you, and I can't wait to have you on again soon.
Have a
Thank you.
good
Have a good
weekend.
weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys.